chat. When you're not here, it's sort of a, I'll ask you to do it, and I'll wind up doing it myself, because nobody jumps out there. All right, has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes from our previous meeting, and is there a motion to approve those?
I'll second them.
All in favor indicate. All right, minutes are approved. Is, you said Wayne's at a funeral, is Gary ill, or is?
Had a previous.
Previous engagement? The first matter on the agenda, of course, is the burn ban. Does anyone think there needs to be action taken on that?
I think it's gonna rain about 2 inches next Tuesday.
There we go.
I think he's very optimistic about this agreement.
Do you think there needs to be any action taken on it? You know, really, it might be inappropriate for us to take action on that with it too of gone.
I'm good with leaving it as it is anyway.
Okay, well, no action on that issue then. Next item is the consideration of possible approval to renew the legislative consulting agreement with Bob Turner. Now, we have two public participation forms. I have Robert Porter and Daniel Graham. Whoever is closest to me, Robert, would that be you? Come ahead, and you may make your statement.
Thank you very much. I'm Robert Porter, and I am the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce Legislative Affairs Committee, and I'm also the county chairman for the Brown County Republican Party, and a longtime businessman for the last 40-plus years in Brownwood. I'm here to make a presentation on behalf of the rural issues consideration for a two-year contract to continue the contract with Bob Turner as a legislative advocate on rural issues. The total contract is a two-year contract. It is $44,000, and we split that six ways, and that results in a budget item of $3,666.67 per year for 2 years. Bob Turner is not alone. He has also a staff member, Joe Morris. Joe Morris works closely with Bob. So, and I've had the question raised, well, if Bob were not available, are we dead in the water? And the answer is no. Bob has had Joe Morris working with him for several years, and Joe is very up to date in handling the legislative load. Bob and Joe divide that responsibility. Some of Joe's background, he is a former Senate staffer in the Texas Senate. And as a staffer, when he was on a Senate staff, he was tasked with the responsibility of being the organizer for the Senate staffer's Christmas party. He hadn't been on the Senate staff for quite a few years, but they thought so much of his abilities to organize that, he still is the organizer of the Senate staffer's Christmas party. So what does that mean? Well, that means he's very well connected with all of the staffers in all of those Senate offices, as well as with the senators. So sometimes it's those little things you do on the sidelines that just keep your name in front of people and allow you the opportunity to, if you have a particular issue that's important, you can approach them on a basis where there's already a familiarity. You're not trying to build a relationship from a standing still start. Why should we be even considering this? Well, we do have elected officials. We have a state representative. We have a senator. They have limited abilities to be every place. They're just one person each. Granted, they have staff. but much of their time is spent on the House or the Senate floor or in the committees which they are assigned to. There are many other committees going on that may affect rural issues in Brown County, and that's where we've got Bob Turner and Joe Morris attending those other committee meetings and keeping their eyes and ears on the, to the task of looking out for things that maybe they are positive that we need to get behind and support, or maybe they're negative and we need to express our concern about those issues and nip them in the bud at the committee level rather than waiting there until they're written into a bill and it's on the floor, and it's kind of too late at that point. There were 11,919 bills filed in this last legislative session combined between both the House and the Senate. It's physically impossible for one person or for our state rep and our senator to keep up with all of those. It's a challenge for Bob and Joe. But being there in the halls of the Texas Capitol on an everyday basis, they have the opportunity to pick up on issues that are affecting rural Texas that they need to be advocates for or against on our behalf. One of the prime examples of work that's been done by Bob in his collective body of work, in 2011, during redistricting, there was a redistricting map that was first proposed that divided Brown County. Brownwood and Bangs would have been in one district represented by Congressman Mike Conway. Early in the remainder of the county would have been in a district represented by Lloyd Doggett. In a rural county like Brown County, that would be an unacceptable option. That's what the county would have looked like had that not been, that disaster had that not been averted. When we discovered that that was the first draft, Bob Turner got together with both of the chairman.
I just give you an idea, you have 5 minutes or whatever, go ahead.
I only had 5 minutes, I didn't realize I was left, and I'll try to speed it up.
Go ahead.
Anyway, Bob met with both the Senate and the House representative of redistricting, made the case that this was not a good thing for a rural county. 4 days later, that item was amended and Brown County was made whole again. Other items that have been important based on Bob's advocacy, we've had a TxDOT issue where we might have had our TxDOT district office at risk, where it might have been, it was being considered to be consolidated either into Fort Worth or Wichita Falls. With efforts behind the scenes, that we were able to salvage that and those jobs in Brown County. Also, the Texas Parks and Wildlife. Our state park has been at risk in the past. And through local advocacy by Bob and other citizens, many times that's also, Bob can bring it up and then empower us to go in and by our knowledge of it, we can then be a force to be considered by communicating our concerns with our elected representatives. 3M Corporation. Periodically, there is a bill that, with language for new TxDOT funding, which 3M sells the highway sheeting materials to TxDOT. There has been language put in some of those contracts that makes it unfair to 3M in when they try to compete with China and Japan. We've been successful in getting that language removed from the contract consideration so that we could compete on a level playing field. So there are many issues like that, also water issues, that if we are there listening, watching, we can be aware of them, they can make us aware of them, and then we can be active in either promoting it if it's positive for us or helping to defeat it if it's negative for us. Also, not just during the session, beyond the session, it does not mean when the session is over, Bob and Joe don't go home and go for a long letter's nap for the next year and a half. They are there because they have the interim charges for the committee hearings for the issues that will likely be as part of legislation in the next session. So we need to be aware of what's being talked about, what issues will be the topic of the day in the next session, January of 19. They're there listening to those things, attending those committee meetings, and being informed and informing us. By the way, you have direct access to Bob and Joe. If you don't have their contact information, we'll make sure that you have that. Plus, he gives us periodic status reports on what he's doing, and if you're not receiving that, we'll make sure that you receive that as well. So it's essentially a force multiplier. This is an effort, a community partnership effort between the Brownwood City Council, Brownwood Water District, the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Corporation, the Commissioners Court. So through that, we are collective partners, and when you can divide $44,000 among all of those players, our collective effort is multiplied. So we feel like it's a unified voice of Brown County, and I'm often asked, well, how is, by other people in other communities, how is Brownwood so effective? It's because we work together, we pool our resources, we work together as all of the various entities in the county, and as a partnership, we're stronger for that. And that's the way we do it. We don't fight with each other. We have a unified voice, and we go take care of what's important for Brown County. So, any questions that I might answer that maybe I have not addressed for you? Okay. Well, thank you very much for your attention, and I hope we'll see a positive vote in support of this request.
And a brief explanation says that you're allowed 5 minutes, but the court may, at its discretion, allow more time. So if Daniel Graham wants to speak for 10 minutes and one second, he's going to allow him to raise his hand at the same. That's fine. It says it's at discretion, but if it was a busy court day, we'd be.
I did not read that.
If it was a busy court day, we would be more concerned about that, but not as much today.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
Robert, I'm sorry, I wasn't ignoring you. I think I know what you were going to say.
I took personal offense, sir.
I know you did. All right, Mr. Graham.
Good morning.
And Robert's not even a Baptist.
I used to be.
I won't be long. I'm going to have to leave in about 10 minutes to go to my regular day job, but
I apologize for us starting late, but I was unaware that we were short.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Really, I'm here to learn as much as to make a statement, because I had not actually really taken an active interest in this subject until it came up at the council meeting in Brownwood in early last week. And so I read the newspaper coverage, and I gave Julia Taylor a call, and so from what I've understood so far, the two words that come to my mind as issues here are redundancy and efficiency. Now, I like partnerships. So when Mr. Porter just mentioned that, that makes sense to pool your resources and act together, to act in a unified way. But on the other hand, taxpayers are tired of paying for things that they don't see the value in. And in terms of efficiency, the idea of the partnership, I think that can cut both ways. You can say, well, we're pooling our resources. What I see is that we have a lot of people already being paid, not just the state rep and the state senator, but really I'm looking at you all, the commissioner's court. And So, for example, now, these are old figures, usually I try to be better prepared with all my research. I was researching county government when I first moved here, so this is from way back in 2004. But I got salaries and job descriptions for some of the county jobs, not all of them, but now, and I don't know how accurate these figures are still, maybe, but county commissioner was salary was listed at $33,000 back in 2004, and I don't imagine it's gone down. Okay, so, and what's listed for your job descriptions are budget matters and overseeing maintenance of the roads in the precinct. So, I mean, just from a citizen's point of view, and I know you haven't seen me here in your commissioner's court very often, but it seems to me that, like, the commissioners themselves might actually, with their salary position and their time, might be able to start to take over some of this responsibility of the legislative oversight in their free time. It's not like in the age of the internet, you have to go down to Austin, and you have to be there, and you have to meet everyone. Almost all of that information, I'm sure, can be obtained online these days, or maybe by a few select phone calls. So I'm seeing this, really, when it came up, the issue came up at the city, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, well, isn't there someone in City Hall who has a little bit of spare time? Now, I know the city attorney over there, he stays busy, he's also working at the municipal court, but it seems to me that if each one of these entities that's in the partnership picked someone in their organization and said, hey, you know, maybe we can divvy this up amongst ourselves, and we don't have to hire the lobbyist, which is what he is. I mean, I know it's nice to say he's a consultant, but he is registered as a lobbyist, and we can save us all some money here. The last thing I want to mention is that when Robert said, you know, that the contract's divided six ways, now I don't know if this is actually true. What the paper said was that early not voting to continue the contract effectively took them out. Now, I don't know if that's a reversible decision, but as soon as one partner starts leaving, then everyone else is paying more, right? Each other entity is paying more. So I'm going to continue to educate myself, but I'm hoping that you all will start reconsidering thinking of another way to do it, because I have confidence in you all, especially you all that are actually paid to represent us. I have confidence that you have the intelligence, that you have the ability, that you have the resources to divvy up this responsibility of the tracking the legislature and how their actions and regulations are going to affect our county.
That's all
right. Okay.
Thank you,
Mr. Graham.
And I understand Mr. Porter told me that they would absorb that elsewhere.
That is correct.
But also, back to this thing, we actually are a part of the Texas Association of Counties, and we have a very active, Texas Association of Counties has an active lobby type person that does send us a lot of reports, and all that keeps us informed a lot through the years. So that is where I've seen most of the information I've seen does come from them.
Well, that was my understanding, that there are already some of these other organizations that give you that information. Excuse me.
Okay.
That is correct. You've got the Texas Association of Counties, City has the Texas Municipal League, Water Board, I'm sure, I can't name what their actual organization is, but they have an advocacy group. And each of those are charged with looking at issues that are particularly germane to their respective membership. I would contend that while they're looking out, while TAC is looking out for county business, TML is looking out for city business, the Water Board is looking out for Water Board business, we have one person that's looking for Brown County business, Brown County issues. And I don't think you can have too many eyes or ears working for our interest in Austin, particularly when the session is involved, and there are 11,000 bills being filed. Their eyes, their ears to alert us. We can't delegate everything and just say, y'all take care of it. your county, your TAC organization, they are the eyes and ears, and they say, hey, this is an issue you need to be aware of, and then empower all of the counties to get the work on it. Same thing with Bob Turner. He finds those issues that might be affecting us and notify us collectively that this is an issue that we need to address. Make sure that we don't suffer an unintended consequence because we weren't paying attention. It's another set of eyes and ears, and I don't think it's redundant.
Is Bob Turner working for any other county than Brownwood or Brown County?
In Brown, I have not seen Bob's list of advocates or contracts for, as far as any other entity in Brown County.
I'm talking about outside of Brown County.
Outside of Brown County, yes, he has many other contract.
So he was not explicitly looking for Brown County and Brownwood, is what I would say.
Well, as his business card says, it's rural issues.
Right.
So it's issues that are affecting rural Texas. And frankly, we fight a battle with a really short stick against all of the metropolitan issues that might be good for Dallas or Houston, Austin, San Antonio, but they might not be good for rural Texas, and that's what Bob advocates for, is rural Texas issues.
Well, there, from our standpoint, we're looking for somebody that is focusing on county issues, and that's not always synonymous with rural. When the legislature addresses courthouse security, for example, that's for 254 counties,
correct?
Not just the rural ones. The problem we have is that the expense that the legislature assumes we can pay, they assume we just have an ocean of cash, I guess, because that's the way they act. And they impose these mandatory or mandated security measures, or they'll mandate regulations concerning the jail instead of leaving it to the jail commission. I know that they're unpaid, you know, commissioners. I've served on a commission, and it is irritating when the recommendations of the commission are ignored and the legislature takes another direction. But anyway,
it's just
rural issues. It's more than just rural issues that the county is interested in. It's
I understand
anything
that.
Addressing the county.
Anything addressing the county, the city, the water board, or other businesses and industries that are affected by legislation that might be being proposed. And I'm not aware of a single entity that is not a victim of unfunded mandates where they pass things down to you and say, well, y'all figure out a way to take care of it. And when you've got a budget crunch, many times you either have to cut something or vote a tax increase. It makes it very difficult when they try to legislate your local issues from Austin. That is a problem.
When somebody like them tells us we need to go.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've testified to committees, but I'm familiar with the process, and I have a pretty good idea when the decision's made, because it's not made on the floor. It's made in committee.
It's made in the committees, and that's where Bob and Joe become our force multiplier on behalf of our collective partnership entities.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
I'm going to suggest that we table this until all five of us can speak to it. And I will re-agenda it for next week unless the three of you, the two of you want to vote at this time on it. I don't know that it would be fair to Wayne and Gary to take action on this at this time. What do y'all think?
I don't care.
I can wait. It doesn't have to be known today.
Is there any rush on this, Ray?
Technically, the contract that we currently have expires December 31. So, But a few days probably won't kill us.
I mean, there's no reason, I mean, the legislature's not going to open its session before we can act on it. So I really would prefer on an item of this nature to have all five commissioners present.
That'd be a good call.
All right, so we're gonna take no action on that, and it will be on next meeting's agenda.
We need to meet the second.
We probably need to meet the 25th, don't we, at 9:00?
I'll be here if it's any meeting, it's about in the morning.
Have fun, Mr. Scrooge.
Will we need to meet the week of the 25th anytime for bills or anything? Well, let's make it the first meeting of January when we meet. Of course, that's the first, but we can meet, if we already decided, meet the second.
If I might intervene, Ray will have to make the presentation. I will be out of town and not available on that first meeting.
Ray is welcome to come, Robert. I just don't know that it's necessary.
Well, if the other two commissioners are gonna be asked to vote on this and they haven't heard the same presentation, then that would not be a fair consideration in my opinion.
I will fill one of them in, and another commissioner can fill another one in. I mean, we won't have a rolling quorum, because I can talk to them.
Frankly, I have called each commissioner and given them an opportunity to ask their individual questions, and I have talked to both of the absentee commissioners today.
Well, let's do this. Ray, why don't you plan on being here in the first meeting we have in January, so you can answer questions if there are. I got a text from Gary this weekend about it. So he's aware of the issues that go into making the decision. But something this important, it's routine for me to want all of us to vote.
I understand that and respect that. Thank you.
Have a good Christmas, Robert, and a good New Year. You said you're gonna be out of town?
I am.
Is it work? You're gonna take a big old vacation, aren't you?
I'm gonna be in Israel.
Super. That'll be great. Good for you. All right, final matter on the agenda is Commissioner Shaw, consideration and possible approval to purchase a rower.
I'm gonna do that for him.
Okay.
And all he's asking is that they had a roller that was totaled out in a mishap, and he wants to be able to go out and look for another one on buy board.
Look for, as opposed to just purchase?
Well, I mean, you purchase it, you know, buy board, yeah.
I think there's some possible deal on this. Maybe we'll be best money before the end of the year or something.
Is there a motion to approve that?
I'd like the motion to approve him to go out for buy board. On buy board purchase.
I'll second.
All in favor, indicate. That is approved. That concludes the agenda. Re-agenda from a report standpoint, we will re-agenda item two.
Can you add open bids for?
Concrete.
Yes, for concrete.
Updated with recurring expenses.
Updated.
That's the one that we need.
That'll be the one we sign, huh?
Yeah.
For concrete work or for cement and concrete work?
Cement and concrete work. It's County Road 415, County Road 477. We've advertised for bids. It will be by the end of 2 weeks in the Sunday paper.